B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Tom, you talk about not taking anything for granted. As you go along and you're maybe closer to the end of your career than the beginning, do you ever find yourself getting nostalgic about, oh, this might be the last time I play in this stadium or anything like that? You know, sentimental. Yeah. Do you let that creep in?
I'm not much for nostalgia, you know. I'm just pretty focused on what I need to do and it's this week's felt pretty much like every other week for the last 20 years.
Oh, the band is back together in a big way today. Yes, it is.
Here we go.
Zoe is here. Bert Breer is here.
Good morning.
I can't believe I remembered my password.
Me too.
It worked. I'm in.
I don't know that I'm going to remember mine in a moment.
That's always the worst.
Let's see.
And then you got to go through the whole reset process. Sucks.
Come on. Fingers crossed.
What's the Michael Scott one? Big boobs with a Z? B-I-G-B-O-O-Z.
We're all in.
Yes. I'm in.
All right.
Right. Bert Breer with us. He's brought to you by Rockland Federal Credit Union. Has your bank changed? Then change where you bank. At Rockland Federal Credit Union, they have the account for you, providing members with quality, convenient, and friendly service. Visit rfcu.com today to find a location near you. All right, Bert. Welcome in, Zoe. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good to see you.
It's good to see you.
Playoff game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Playoff game.
Didn't think that was coming.
Odd. Yeah. Doesn't feel right.
Saturdays are weird.
Not feeling ready
weird
for
days.
It.
Yeah.
You just heard Tom Brady say that he's not one for nostalgia.
Yeah.
And there seems to be this dominant storyline, which I told everyone yesterday.
Yeah.
My personal opinion of this, although it doesn't matter, I'm just saying that my personal opinion is I'm sort of out on this story about could it be Brady's last game.
Why?
Because I just think if it is, then it will be, and we'll have plenty of time to talk about it because Brady watch will begin as soon as the season ends.
Right.
Right? And so there's still a game to be played.
Yeah.
I understand people want to talk about it, and they're
caught
up in the...
Because you want to appreciate it.
Like that's the thing.
Did you really appreciate David Ortiz when they lost? Did you really appreciate
that was not what you remembered of David Ortiz. I know there was a nice moment when he went out to the mound and he tipped the cap and he, you know, sort of took it all in for a moment. And I'm sure that will happen if they were to lose tomorrow. Win or lose, actually. Maybe he gets it tomorrow.
Right.
But if they win, I don't know that he's going to stop and, you know, acknowledge the crowd. But
well, this is almost certainly their last home game of the season. Right. So
yes.
One way or another, this is probably the last game he'll play this year in Gillette, which puts it on the table that this is the last home game he'll ever play at Gillette.
Well,
right.
2020, meaning this year. I see just what you did there. Yeah. Aha.
No, I mean,
we're in 2020 now, pal. You say this year, last game in Gillette this year. That's this
meant
year.
This season.
This well, season. Yeah. You know
people,
what I'm saying?
People kill you on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I opened that door for them.
You just did. Yeah.
I don't think like, there's nothing wrong with talking about the fact that this might be the last game because you want people to properly appreciate what you've had here. And I'd hate to, like...
You got some for us to do, but, like, he answered it perfectly.
No, He answered it perfectly. But, like from a fan standpoint, like, getting a chance to go into the game and appreciate, like, okay, like, this may be it. You know, like, thinking about that, I don't blame anybody for that. You want to appreciate what you've had here for the last 20 years because it's been so unique and different. And so going into the game, like with that thought in mind, there's no I don't have any problem with that at all.
I don't have a problem with it. I just don't care for it. Like, I don't care to sit there and worry about that while this game plays out tomorrow. And I know that a lot of people are obsessed with this, possibility.
You know what? I think
it could be Brady's last game.
But if
it's a franchise shifting thing.
Yeah, of course it is. But the franchise shifting thing
is going to happen regardless of what happens in this game.
If he plays the way he did last week, and say you have a pick six early or something like that, or he's just throwing high and it just doesn't look like him, that's going to start to set in first, second quarter. That thought. Like, wow, this is how it ends, huh?
Yep. And we'll
how he go out there and lights it up.
Yeah.
It's excited again. Like,
yeah.
I mean, okay, like, maybe last week here's was an anomaly.
How the playoffs go in general could affect this.
Here's the shift that I think has happened, though. People are far more open to the idea, and many are resigned already, that this is it. He's done. He's not coming back.
I wouldn't.
I think there has been a massive shift in public opinion on him. Because if you had said a year ago, you're going to get to the playoffs in 2019, the 2019 season.
Yeah.
And you are going to be watching Tom Brady play, and everyone will be open and discussing the idea that it is his last game in New England. That's a pretty far shift from where we were 6 months ago or a year ago on this player.
Yep.
And on this team. So I think it's been a massive shift that people are just sort of like, yeah, this could be it for him. This could be the last game.
People have accepted it.
Yes, there's a level of acceptance that is sort of jarring.
Right.
That fans are just sort of, hey, this could be it for him. You know, it's over. And it feels like there are people that are sort of wishing away whatever this playoff run is.
That's how I feel.
All we keep talking about is, could it be Brady's last game? Could it be Brady's last game? Well, I don't know. How about
I just feel like we focus on the game. Here's what it is I think, like, you look at, like, you had the Patriots 1.0, right? Like, which was Vrabel, Rodney, Teddy, Seymour, all those guys, right? Like, so you win three championships in 4 years. You go undefeated in 2007. And really, that thing expired in 2009, right? Like, that was the year, like, things sort of came apart. They redo it.
Bridge roster, right.
And then 2010's when they had the Hernandez.
Drafted Gronk and Hernandez.
Like, yep. McCourty, that class, right?
Yeah. Hightower, Jones.
Yeah, and so, like, to me, like, I feel like people around here, and I don't want to speak for every fan out there, but I feel like people around here have sort of maybe accepted the fact that Patriots 2.0 is now coming to an end, right? And really, at this point, you're in bonus territory. You're in the equivalent of 2009 now, right? Like, you know it's coming to an end at some point soon. You've sort of accepted it. And now, because you got the championship last year, and a year where, like, I think a lot of people would have said in December it wasn't happening. Like, what you get now is sort of icing on the cake, right? Like, there's not tremendous pressure on this team to win a championship this year, right?
No, I don't think there is now.
I don't think there's tension.
Not after last week.
There's not tension on this playoff run the way there has been the last couple of years, right?
Yes, I would agree. Because, again, there's sort of this resignation that they have got
too many problems.
Yeah, they get too many problems, they're not going to make it, and that's it.
Right.
So have you seen the way people are dumping their tickets for this game? Selling them?
Yeah.
What's it? Is StubHub?
I don't know what the StubHub is. I just know from people who have tickets that are moving them at face value just to not go.
Late and
it's
rain.
It's insane.
Late, rain.
Late, rain. I'll stay home.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how far we've come. That's where we're
spoiled.
At.
Like,
you people are writing it off.
Are we going to have empty seats there?
No, I don't think that'll be the case. But people are just writing off the season, writing off the end of this run, writing off, you know, Brady. It feels like all that's going on. It sucks.
Yeah,
it's been sort of a crappy week leading up to this game.
Right.
The general attitude.
How much of that you think is a result of what we saw Sunday?
A lot.
Probably a decent amount.
A lot.
Yeah.
Probably a good amount.
I felt like Buffalo, to me, like, that was almost.
She had
like
2 weeks to get amped up for a divisional game here.
I was fooled. Like, I thought Buffalo was like a launching pad. The way they played against Buffalo, the offense looked completely different than it had for probably over a month.
Controlled the game.
Right? Like, and everything looked like it was together and coherent. The game planning had the play calling, everything had rhythm to it. Like, the run game was married up with the passing game. Everything looked really good against Buffalo. And, like, it almost felt like if you're another team in the AFC, you'd watch that and it'd be like, uh-oh. Like, here they come. They've turned a corner. And then with so much on the line, they lose to a team that's going to be picking fifth overall. It's crazy, like, to think about that. You know? And I think that that's probably a huge
They lost a team that was a 16.5-point underdog.
Mm-hmm.
That the head coach told me before the game that we're going to be taking a look at a lot of guys just to see if we are interested in keeping them around here.
Yeah.
That's who you lost to. And I go over and I look at that roster. I didn't know 90% of them. Never heard of them.
I mean, like it was briefly. Ryan Fitzpatrick throwing to like Isaiah Ford. And
that guy was on a practice squad a month ago, and he's making plays all over the place.
Yep.
And Mohamed Sanu's not.
Yep. Yeah. Brady not one for nostalgia. Coming up tomorrow night, he's got a playoff game to play. You think they win, Bert?
I have a hard time betting against them, but there's a lot of football reasons why you would.
Oh, okay then. Football reasons why you would.
I like
football reasons why you would.
Okay. Bet against the Patriots.
Well-rounded offense that's going to be tough to game plan because they aren't just Derrick Henry. They've got the rushing champion, but they can throw it, right? They've got weapons. I mean, Jonnu Smith has turned into one of the best tight ends in football. You've got like two legitimate.
Oh, that's funny. They found a tight end after Delanie Walker, huh?
Right.
Interesting.
You have two legitimate.
I don't know if you did this.
What?
I'm done with 69 followers. People, I've been following 69. I've been doing that for the tight end. I'm following 72 now because I'm done with the tight end.
Oh, it's a big shift.
Okay, after New Year's.
Oh, wow. What, after the Steve Harvey thing?
Yeah, the clown thing, the clown show. Yeah.
You've had enough of him.
I'm done.
Okay.
Done. Funny time's over.
All right. He did not make it back by week 11. He didn't make it back. He didn't come back. I apologize.
Did you guys talk about it yesterday?
Are there any football reasons why you would pick the Patriots? Or is it Patriots at Gillette Stadium playoff Tom Brady reasons versus
Tom Brady's a football reason.
Is he?
Yeah, sure.
Or is he a Tom Brady?
You don't sound that sure of that.
All that experience, the weather, we know that he generally performs well in weather.
But these are sort of historical football reasons. Aspects.
You're talking environmental, historical.
That's super natural.
Patriots reasons.
Ryan Tannehill in that environment, that's a football reason.
That would make sense.
That's the main reason I'm picking.
Here's why I find this game dangerous. They can win, though, without Ryan Tannehill going off and having a great game.
Yeah. That's why is the reason why Ryan Tannehill's been so good, is because he's in a situation where they don't need him to be great. So he can go out and he can play free.
Because I refuse to believe that he comes here and is
the reason why they would win.
See, I know you think that would blow me away.
But he hasn't been the reason they've won.
They've been
the rushing champion on their roster.
You think Buffalo was that springboard? I thought they kicked Buffalo's ass pretty good.
Yeah.
And then that's a 7-point game with an ineffective Josh Allen still having a chance at the end.
Yeah.
That's what scares you.
Yeah. And then defensively, I mean, I will say this. The Adoree Jackson playing would be huge for Tennessee.
Looks like he's going to play.
And it looks like he's going to play. Keep an eye on that because if they can man you up, I mean, that's what the Dolphins did, right? Like, that's what teams that have made you look bad offensively, that's what they've done. And so I certainly think that, like, Adoree Jackson coming back in the lineup, then they've got Logan Ryan too. Of course, Malcolm Butler's on IR. But being strong at corner can create a problem for the Patriots.
617-779-0985. We'll talk more about the game. Also, the angle of Mike Vrabel coming back to New England as a coach to coach against his former coach and his former team. We'll get to that. Zoe is back. Everyone's here. It's Friday. We'll talk about some of the other games along the way as well. And Bert Breer's with us, so go nowhere.
Miss something?
You got to wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Waits on the snap, and he takes it. A give to White. He starts to his left, flips it to Edelman, who throws it right for Brady. Makes the catch, stumbles at the 40, and he dives close to the first down marker. Tom Brady makes the catch on the reverse wide receiver pass, but he stumbled toward the first down marker, unable to get there.
Hey, at least he caught it this time.
Hand off to Lewis. It's a reverse pass as he gave it up to Jennings, who threw it left-handed to Mariota, and he runs it across the 40-yard line of the Patriots.
Wow.
As the Titans gave the Pats a taste of their own doing.
Brave
now
they got
the same play the Patriots ran with Tom Brady the previous series.
It's a great call.
You had the double reverse pass. What goes through your mind? Play call.
I wanted to see if it looked any better than there, so.
And did Marcus catch it better than Tom did?
He got up quicker than Tom did. I know that.
That's from last year. Vrabel.
What a dick.
I love him. Don't you love him?
Yeah.
It's hard not to like Mike Vrabel.
I'd play for him. Yeah.
Right?
Seems like you'd love to play for that.
Right? Isn't that a, that is, it feels like,
you know,
a player's
what he is?
Coach.
So he's players oriented. I call it like I see it.
So someone who interviewed him made this like coaching comp for him. I think it was an interesting one. Bill Cowher.
No. Yeah, I think
so. Sort of makes sense.
Yeah, I like that comp.
It sort of makes sense. Former player, like guy who's got
a little
big
fiery
personality. Yeah.
Right?
That makes some sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. No BS. Just shoots you straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a little Cowher in him.
It's almost like a combination of Cowher and Parcells. Like, he's a little more Parcells-like, too, where he can mess with the press.
He's way more polished.
He's polished.
Yeah. He is, because
Parcells is polished.
I don't know if you heard this yesterday, Zoe. I know you weren't with us, but we played the conference call from a couple of days ago.
Yeah. Oh, the Patriot Way thing?
Yeah, have a listen. If you haven't heard it yet, this is great.
Mike, what does the phrase Patriot Way mean to you, and do you remember the first time you heard it?
Isn't that the street sign? Isn't that the street the movie theater is on?
Probably.
I don't know. I didn't come up with it, so I don't know.
I mean, you know, obviously your performance when you were here and the guys you played with, whether you guys use that phrase or not, you guys were a big part of that. And it's still something that's part of the culture here. So, I mean, what does it mean to you from a football standpoint, and how is it reflected in Bill's teams?
I mean, they're well coached, fundamentally sound football team, play with great technique, great effort. They're good tacklers on defense. The offensive line plays with great technique and understanding. Very limited bust, mistakes. You know, it seems like all the players are in tune. They communicate well together. They're good in, you know, critical situations or situational football.
And that's all he was going to give you. Yeah. They're good. I'm not talking about the Patriot way.
But that emulates the Patriot way. Your preparation. But he never touched on it.
But in the process, I'm going to dig ownership here. This is going to fly under the radar, but I'm going to take a dig at your owner. I'm going to not give you crap on the Patriot way. Gasper, you can take this Patriot way thing. I'm not giving you a quote and shove it.
Do you guys
not
know?
Doing it.
Do you guys know why?
Of course, we spent a great deal of time rehashing that yesterday.
Why he was traded? Yeah.
Prior to 2008, with the CBA expiring, they had voted in May, 6 months ahead of time, the owners, to end the CBA. And they did so with an owner saying off the record that the CBA was too rich. And that set off a number of players, including Mike Vrabel, who spoke at length about Patriot Place having been built and where did the money come from for Patriot Place and how it had come from the blood, sweat, and hard work of players and how all the financing was tied to the work of the players and how basically owners are screwing NFL players is what he said. And then he was unceremoniously traded
as a throw-in
to the Castle deal the following offseason. Do we think that was a mistake? Do we think that maybe those things could have been connected? I don't know. Maybe.
You gave him away. And Mike could still play at that point, too. Like, you gave him away.
Yes. You're willing to give him to Kansas City.
Yep. So,
after he had contributed to three Super Bowl winning teams here in New England.
I think a part of it, too.
He might be a little salty about how that ended.
I think Bill hates that term, too. Bill, like, can't stand the Patriot Way term.
He's never elaborated on that.
I don't think Bill likes it. And, like, so, like, Mike doesn't like it, right?
Right.
And that sort of, like, lines up also.
Yeah. But there's more to it than that. Yeah, Bill's never really elaborated.
I don't think Bill likes that line.
I think he sees it as a crutch. I think Bill at one time said nobody. I've never named it that. Or something. He said that.
Yeah, he has.
I think so on record.
He's never taken a shot at, but he's dismissed it. Like, I don't know what you're talking
about. Which sort of evolved itself, and I think it from the outside, it took on its own life.
Yeah. Didn't he talk about in one of his NFL film specials about what it makes, or was it talking about a player about what it takes to be a great Patriot? Didn't he sort of do that?
But that's what Vrabel's
talking
about.
He didn't call it the Patriot way.
Right.
Right.
But he sort of described what Gasper was hitting on.
Play hard, be smart,
yeah.
Technique, sound, come up, practice hard.
Right.
I mean, a term like that sounds like something Bill would find superficial and a crutch.
It's a crutch. It's an out.
It's a crutch.
And like, it's also... Right?
Like,
well,
everybody's just that way because that's the Patriot way. No. Like, everybody has to work to get there.
So Vrabel goes through that whole gamut of what, you know, what they are and who they are and what they look. He never touches on quarterback or receiver or running back. Offensive line, very good technique, understand, smart. Defense, sound, tackle, lineup. Not good in the passing game.
Do you remember the little trophy that Tom Brady gave him?
Yeah.
During the joint practices?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For that game last year, the clips that we just played?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He, you know, oh, we won the Super Bowl. So I'm going to, during joint practices, Tom Brady, as a joke, gave him a little trophy. Like, oh, here you go. You won that little regular season matchup. Yep. Yeah, we still went on and won the Super Bowl. So congratulations on your little regular season win.
And there's been something going back and forth between those two forever. Like, if you remember, like, back in, and I don't know what year this was, but after an Ohio State-Michigan game, Brady actually had to wear Vrabel's game jersey. At practice. There are pictures on the internet of it. Like, wore it's game jersey.
You just want to bring that up, that Brady had to wear an Ohio State jersey.
Well, Brady's lost a lot of those bets over the years.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what Bert
wanted. How the refs in that game,
Bert wanted to scratch that itch.
How the refs, Bert,
Refs were no good.
I think there's a friendly back and forth there between these guys, as we saw during the joint practice, where they're yelling at each other.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There's no hatred.
Everybody's yelling at Brady.
Oh, yeah.
It's all good nature.
But if you're Vrabel, don't you take your little trophy and you bring it in the locker room?
I got that thing on a pedestal right here.
And say, guys, this is what they think of you here.
Pedestal.
Hey, here's what they think of you in New England. They brought us a little trophy after we kicked their ass last year in the regular season. And they think that you're a joke still, even though you won that game.
Right.
They don't think you can win again here because they won the Super Bowl. So this is what the Patriots and Tom Brady think of you. And show them the little trophy right before the game.
Yeah.
That's actually, I like that idea.
I'd have it on a pedestal all week, right?
Mike, that's free. So
I like that idea.
Don't forget the little trophy on the flight today. But that, I mean, isn't that like setting it up for that? And he would love to come here and get a win, obviously just because he wants to win a playoff game. But there is an extra motivation here for Mike Vrabel.
I mean, he's going to pretend there isn't, but of course there is.
Of course there is.
Of course there is.
That's the biggest game of his coaching career.
Yep.
That's huge.
617-779-0985. Steve's in Rhode Island today. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. First and foremost, you have a great show. I love it.
Thanks, Steve.
Quick question. Do you think last week's loss had anything to do with coaching? Maybe not coaching them up or not getting prepared?
Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
First and foremost.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Steve. So you talked on Monday. Was it Monday? I'm losing track of the days. It's a weird week.
I was in Monday with
Ted Johnson. Okay, yeah. When you were in with Ted this week, you guys talked about defensively. You thought
vanilla.
The coaching was not good on the defensive side of the ball in this game.
Never attacked, was vanilla, couldn't adjust. Yeah, it's just, let's keep things in front. Let's just line up. And Ted was part of games like that where linebackers are deep. There was nobody walking up in the A-gap, taking Hightower, putting him outside. That's Collins over here. Let's run some twists. No.
Well,
it's almost like they just thought.
Is it possible that they thought this was a layup? And they wouldn't admit it, but they thought it was a layup and they were holding stuff back.
Yes. Did you hear about the preparation this week compared to last week? Like, we are locked in this week. Something wasn't locked in last week. I think they had a day off last week, actually. I don't think they had
it was
any
Christmas.
Time off.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's New Year's this week, too.
Yeah.
Christmas bigger.
All they told us about was how it was a playoff game.
Yeah, well, seeing it and acting it and feeling it. I mean, we came out, that place was flat. It was ticket giveaway week last week.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, it felt to me like, and you watch the way Devontae Parker just ate Stephon Gilmore's lunch, and it was over and over and over again. There was no adjustment there either.
Right. I think there's a big difference now. You know, everybody said, can Tannehill do what Fitzpatrick did? Fitzpatrick is playing with house money. He knows he's going to be somewhere in the league next year, but he knows he's not like a bona fide number one starter. No. Just go out there, have fun, and play loose. Tannehill doesn't have that ability, I think, Saturday night to go out there, have fun, and play loose. Because you lose, you go home.
Yeah.
Miami knows our offseason starts as soon as this game's over.
Yeah.
So let's just go out there and have fun today. And hey, Chad, call whatever the hell you want. Obviously, they knew you were going to be gone after this game. Unload the kitchen sink.
And that's what's interesting about it is that, like, I think for Vrabel and Dean Pease, experience in that stadium helps. For Tannehill, experience in that stadium might actually hurt.
I agree.
Like one thing goes wrong, then another thing goes wrong. Now all of a sudden you're thinking back about like what happened in 17 or 18, and those things.
Quarterbacks have that. Drew had it in the Meadowlands. He hated playing there.
Yeah.
Hated playing in the Meadowlands because something always weird happened there. You mentioned Dean Pease. We got to talk about that.
Yeah.
Because everybody's like Vrabel. Pease could be the difference in this game.
Yep.
Okay, we'll talk about that. We'll talk more about this game as well as the other games around the league this weekend at 10:50. Coming up next, an update on the weather for the game tomorrow night. There's an update, very specific.
Bill, if you're listening, the weatherman's coming.
For Foxborough, and it's not a local meteorologist. It's actually one from the other side in Tennessee with an update on the weather for Foxborough tomorrow night.
It's delightful.
We'll get to that coming up after headlines.
Oh, nice.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub. 2 years ago, the Titans went to New England for a playoff game. 2 years later, 2020, way different scenario. We actually have two storm systems coming into New England. Hurricane Henry and also Typhoon Tannehill. It's a meteorological masterpiece because these two combined create one mega storm called the Titan. There'll be so much storm surge. It produces so many Titans touchdowns. The end of this? Crying Tom Brady. Remember, my friends, one thing. To tighten up. Let's go.
Wow, that is special.
That pisses me off so effing much.
Weather broadcast from local television station in Tennessee.
Spot. Spot boy.
Five and a half.
Five, give me it. Lay it.
Jimmy got it at 4.5 this morning.
4.5, did you? Did you lay it after that crap? That pisses me off. It's like that damn, remember the Jacksonville one? Jaguar. And Jaguar. Put your hands to the side. Jaguar. Was it Op? Op-A? 103 down there or something? One of the stations? You stupid Jaguaring. You know, stupid storms and you tighten up crap.
2 years ago, the Titans went to New England for a playoff game. 2 years later, 2020, way different scenario. We actually have two storm systems coming to New England. Hurricane Henry and also Typhoon Tannehill.
It's a
meteorological masterpiece because these two combine create one mega storm called the Titan. There'll be so much storm surge. It produces so many Titans touchdowns. The end of this? Crying Tom Brady. Remember, my friends, one thing. To tighten up. Let's go.
Oh, yes, of course.
Hey, is there actual weather on this station? If you're living like in the area and you want to know, do they have any real weather?
Or
is this all this BS?
You know, the funniest part about
Creative Keith, by the way, giving you the weather.
The winter storm that, you know how they name the winter storm?
Oh, yeah. This is where this Jagoff really missed the mark.
The winter storm that is forecast for this weekend here and will lead to some rain and maybe some snow overnight Saturday into Sunday. It won't impact the game is Winter Storm Henry.
He didn't even have to make that up. Yeah. He could have incorporated that, but then he would have missed out on his metaphorical meteorological masterpiece known as the Titan Storm. It's a lot of alliteration from an anxious anchor placed in a powerful post here at the television station. Back to you guys. Take that down.
That's nice. I like that.
No, please.
Was that Jim?
There's a winter storm named Henry. Use that as part of your piece. Sprinkle that in. Give it a little actual weather, too.
Meteorological masterpiece.
Masterpiece.
Titanum's a really dumb slogan, too.
Good song.
It makes me think of which one? The Black Keys or the old one?
Like, the old one.
Yeah, the old one. Not the Black Keys. Archie.
Oh, good one, Beale.
Archie something.
Yeah.
Ah! Archie Bell? That makes sense.
Who's that woman from Pittsburgh? Remember the Art Stanley Bell? Cup thing? What are we going to do with all our Stanley
Archie
Cups?
Archie something.
Come on. You're thinking of Al Caprillion up in New Hampshire. Al Caprillion.
Come on, Hardy. It shouldn't be that hard.
I know, but it does. Oh, Archie Bell and the Drills.
It was Bell.
Yeah.
All right.
1968.
There you go. You got it.
Still got it. 617-779-0985. Rick in Marshfield. Hey, Rick.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
I'm just wondering, are we witnessing a long-term effects of fatigue? It seems like last season they kind of plodded through the end of the year. And, of course, well, they went to the Super Bowl and won it. But they've been doing this for so long, longer than most other teams. And look at the Rams. They couldn't even make back into the playoffs.
They're tired from last February. They're tired.
I don't think that's what's going on now.
I don't think so either.
I don't think that's what's plaguing this team. They're hurt. I think there are guys who are playing hurt. Sort of in the same category, but no, it's not because they're fatigued. Did you get tightened up back there yet, Jim? Let's get that thing rolling.
They're fatigued from...
Let's just do the show with this going on.
11 months background. Ago.
Yeah. You know, it pissed me off too down there. We were doing a game.
Hey, everybody! Here it goes.
Showtime! You're at Archie's Lounge. Hi, everybody. I'm Archie Bell of the Drills of Houston, Texas. We don't only sing, but we dance just as good as we want. In Houston, we just started a new dance.
Can't have a bad time listening to this.
No!
No.
The music, we tighten up.
2 years ago, the Titans went to New England for a playoff game. 2 years later.
Nice.
Yes.
2 years later.
Jim, play it with the music playing.
Tighten it up.
Yeah. That's bass right there. I let that guitar fall in. Now.
This could be in Sounds of Sunday.
This could be a new one.
I like it.
TJ the DJ, get this ready to go when they're up 35-7.
Yes.
Simpler time.
Oh. No, if the Patriots get a big lead, I would appreciate them being
taunted
with
this. They're playing in the stadium, yes.
Being taunted with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on
now. Now make it mellow. Yeah, everybody messing up with the music.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what they did?
Hardy and I can spend the rest of the day listening to this song.
Oh, God. It's like Bert said, I dare you to be in a bad mood while you're listening to this song.
No,
you can't
dare you.
I'm telling you, Jim, we were down there in August after the Giants. We had that preseason game. They played that stupid Boogie Boost Step or something. It's like the hot new country song.
Yeah, the old Boogie Boost Step.
No, that whole, I don't know. They didn't put your hair now. It was, and they played it every freaking break. And everybody had cowboy hats on, and they would get up and they'd sway and they'd do the stupid dance. They did it every break. Like, give the damn song a rest. They wear stuff out like we wear rock joints out here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What were you down there for?
We were down there for the preseason game.
What did they do during the week?
Joint practices with the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
Yep. That's too good. 617-779.
Who need a cowboy?
0985. John's in Maryland. Hey, John.
Hey.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
Yesterday, I was going to stay down in Maryland and watch on TV. Then my 12-year-old tells me, are you crazy? This could be Brady's last game. It's a win-win situation. Do we get hooked up last year like the Chargers and Buffalo? Or even if we don't, we lay an egg. We're looking at history here. You know, we got to go down swinging. I was real disappointed to hear, you know, ticket prices going down and people, you got to go out and you got to go like it's crazy. Go down swinging, go out there, have a good time. Everybody's got to bring it tomorrow night. Don't give up on this team yet. It's not over until it's over. Just come out and go crazy. So I was disappointed to hear that. I hope everybody comes out. And we're flying up, and we're going to be there, and we're going down with the ship, or it's the start of something great. So let's see what happens.
Okay, I don't think you're worried about the stadium not being full or anything along mm-hmm. those lines. It will be full. It's just that there are people who are bailing.
I'll tell you what, though, the get-in price. I just went on StubHub.
Yeah, what do you got?
$103
for a playoff game.
For a playoff game.
Good. Get rowdy. The people that want to not go to this game shouldn't go to this game.
Right.
If you don't want to go to this game, then don't go.
That's party goer selling them. Yeah.
Yeah. There are a lot of tickets available in like the 100, 110. So if you guys want tickets.
How much are those? How much is the 110s? Like 110's a good section.
Where are they at?
No, 110's a good section. Like,
no, that's the price, though, not the section.
That's the price. No, that's the price. That's the price. So you have like.
How about a lower level? What's the price on a lower level?
Lower level?
Yeah.
Hang on. Let's see. That's right. We got the music going. I'll find the lower level seats. These are all 300s. You gotta go down a ways. Hi, everybody.
The intern bought his tickets.
226 and 225, 120. Which
wait,
I'm not sure.
What?
That's
section?
A mezzanine corner. No alcohol, though.
Wow. No booze.
218 is 134.
So 200 levels are going for $135.
Section 140, 142.
That's like face value.
Yeah. There are a
lot. It might even be less than that. I feel like those tickets are more than $140 now.
Good. So attention, real fans. You can get into this game.
Yes.
Go get tickets.
Attention, real fans.
Lower end zone 120, 148. Lower end zone 121, 148. Yeah. I mean, this is a good seats still available situation here.
So, soft tickets, though.
Yeah.
You know how you like to give us your ticket updates?
Yeah.
Soft ticket for this game.
Yes. Yes. Very low group. Very low on request.
I think it reflects the attitudes
right, how about
of
this,
the
guys?
People in New England.
How about this, guys? 100 level, 50-yard line from $288.
For a playoff game.
That's – oh, others – actually, no, from $239. So you can get a ticket on the 50-yard line and the 100 level for $239.
That's pretty good. I may have just helped StubHub here.
Yeah, no, whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
or Ace Ticket. Go to aceticket.com. Yeah. They've got all your Patriots tickets.
I mean, this is insanely. I mean, I have a 45-yard line, $219.
Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest.
Jim's
price.
Right, though. Yes. Like the Call Rowdy them. Fan. The Rowdy fan.
You know where this might show up right now?
1-800-MY-SEATS.
On Ace Ticket is their best value games. Yeah. You can just look at the calendar. Where's the best value? Could be this.
I'll tell you what. Jim,
could be
Jim's,
this game coming up
Jim's
tomorrow.
Right, though. The Rowdy fan who feels like he's been priced out, who maybe gave up his tickets a few years ago,
yeah.
Go on the internet. You can find them. You can get yourself in this game.
Bert Breer is with us. We'll make some picks. And the Prime Weekly picks coming up next.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Huh. Time now for the Prime Weekly Picks, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Westwood. A proud member of Prime Motor Group's Westwood Collection on the Auto Mile. Visit mbwestwood.com. Prime Weekly Picks. We picked the games. Sorry, my microphone was twisted there, Jim. I knew I sounded odd.
Thought we were at Banners for a second.
Not that I don't sound odd usually. Yeah. Oh.
No, if you were at Banners, it would sound like... Hold on. It would sound like this.
Hey, that's all... So, what do you got for a pick this week? Whatever they did at about 2:45 yesterday,
yeah, they pushed the button.
Whatever button they pushed, man, that changed things dramatically for the Banners broadcast.
So
it sounds great now.
I have a question. So, if you're in there and you're producing or you're answering calls, do you hear what we hear on the radio, or do you hear it differently? Like, oh, it sounds great.
I don't know.
What would that be?
That's
Jim?
Not
would
my
you,
department.
Did you hear it the same? Or did you hear like it would sound on a radio?
Hear it the same as what?
Like what we would hear
it's
on a radio.
It all sounds the same.
Oh. Okay.
So we already know what you're picking. Go
taking
ahead.
Taking a Pats, five. Laying five.
Because you're angry about the weather.
No, no, no. Because I actually said 26-20. A couple shows this week had to project it. I said 26-20 in a rock fight. Patriots win by 6.
You're right on with Vegas. That's like the line and the over within a point. 26-20, yeah.
Nice.
Vegas knows.
RJ,
so
I'll be
knows.
Good. I'll be good with RJ later.
Turn your mic on there.
That'd be good, Bert. Albert, like on button. Yeah.
This feels like a 24-17 game to me, and I have a hard time burying the Patriots quite yet.
Yeah, what's total on this game, Jim? Is it 46.5?
44.5.
Oh, damn it.
I think the weather pushed it down a little bit.
I'm going under anyway. I think the defense reemerges this weekend.
Okay.
I'll take the under.
Okay, might have a little more on that coming up. Defense after the top of the hour.
See, I'm hoping RJ says this is sharp because normally if you're going to go under, you're also going with the underdog. Isn't that the general rule of thumb? If you're going to partner up picking a winner and a total, if you're going under, then you're picking the underdog.
Makes a lot of sense.
I'm picking the favorite and the under. It's so square, it's sharp.
You can keep saying that, but doesn't make it necessarily true.
It is true.
I don't think it is. Nice try, though. I'm going to go with the NFC.
All right, Jimmy the Greek, what's your pick?
I'm going to go with NFC late game Sunday, uh-huh. Seattle,
uh-huh.
-2 at Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I think they're going to win the game. I think they're going to win it by a field goal or more. I think they're the better team, even though they're on the road. I like Seattle more than I do Philadelphia.
I do, too.
Both teams are really good.
Didn't you like the Cowboys over Philly a couple of weeks ago?
I don't recall.
Yeah, I think you did.
Let me look at the sheet.
Oh, they don't.
I think you just liked them in general.
I mean, both teams are so beat up. Like, the Eagles have been missing half their offense for a month, and the Seahawks just lost Dwayne Brown. Yeah. Doesn't look like he's going to play. Their backfield, I mean, they exhumed Marshawn Lynch.
Hardy, right? I have not picked the Seahawks even once this season.
No, I
what's
think
the number on that one again?
Seahawks -2.
-2.
Doesn't
the
it
Seahawks
always seem
favored,
like that?
Huh?
Yeah, doesn't it always seem like that weird division winner that doesn't have 10 wins always wins that game though? Does it just always work out like that where the wild card never wins that game?
Maybe.
And it's cross country. Not tomorrow. Trip.
Not Sunday. I mean,
is it the early game? 4:40.
4:40.
Okay, yeah. So it's not like the 10 o'clock body.
Seattle's been that team in the playoffs before too. They've been in before. It's not as
I think
not winning their division. They're used to this situation.
Yeah, the beast mode game.
Yeah,
yeah. Carson Wentz is playing great, but Seattle has got so much experience in that sort of spot.
Tom says we're 1-1-1 as a group picking the Seahawks this year.
1-1-1. Well, let's make that 2-1-1. Let's do that.
I'm going Texans -2.5. Because if you get 3 points for being at home and the Bills are actually like favored in that matchup, I don't like that at all. Texans -2.5.
I hate all these picks. The only one I like is Zoe's pick.
Thank you. Jimmy likes it.
We don't have very many games to choose from.
Jimmy likes it, which scares me.
I know.
A couple of bowl games this weekend if you choose from.
Oh, you can't pick an early one because you won't be back in the vicinity, right?
I may not be back in Rhode Island by 3:30.
Thanks.
So
I'm sure Hardy would have been all over that one.
You know what? T-Bone was probably going
to pick T-Bone will pick a bowl game for us.
What if you picked Boston College yesterday and then they decided, yeah, we just want to quit. I'm going to quit the game.
Can they just be banned from bowl contention from like
somebody
the next
from
10
BC
years?
came on the Twitter and said he was in the meeting and that never happened.
Yeah, they're saying it's a lie.
Well, BC always tells the truth.
Beetle.
Always.
Beetle.
I mean, they're such honest,
haven't you,
truthful
haven't,
people.
Haven't you done enough with regard to
I mean,
school?
I could.
Why
I
do
mean,
you stop?
Yeah.
Their new coach is a stud.
Were they fixing the game yesterday? Because they've got a long history of point shaving there. I'm just wondering if any of that was going on.
Can't help himself.
Nope, at Boston College.
You warned him.
I did.
Those are just facts.
You come back off that.
Are night. Those facts or not?
You can't
bet on BC because you never know who's sort of also betting on the game, like the players who play there. You never know.
That's why
you got to stay away from those
games.
You don't know
whether
Henry Hill, Goodfellas, he liked betting on BC because he was paying the basketball players. That's why he liked betting on BC. He knew the outcomes.
You don't know whether they're going to show up, literally.
It's a nice campus. It's a very nice campus. Nice campus.
You never know at Boston College. Stay away from those games. Okay. I got that out of my system.
Can Tom make his pick now?
Boston College. Now they're like, oh, UMass sucks. Yeah, I know.
Dude,
I know.
How'd you
hear? Yeah. When my team suck, I'm critical of them.
Right. Instead of just kissing their ass.
Right. Instead of just talking about how great you are. Have a spine. Hi, T-Bone. What do you got over there, kid?
Hey, what's going on?
What do you have?
All right. New year, same me. Still the hottest guy on the board. Still the strongest guy in the room.
I mean, is that a good thing? Like, new year, same you?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to change anything?
Not in the football card.
No.
And I'm going NFL. I'm going to go the first game on Sunday.
Oh.
New Orleans, -7.5. I think they're going to blow them out.
Oh.
I agree with that.
I like it. I like your pick there.
And I think we could have a coaching change after that one.
You've been the voice in the wilderness on that one. Right?
I think there's a chance.
I don't think anyone else is saying what you've been consistently saying.
If they look bad.
For what? 2-3 weeks now you've been saying?
If they look bad,
this?
Some other people have jumped in the bandwagon of late. If they look bad, I think there's a chance he's gone.
If they get blown out, he could get fired.
Yeah. I just think things have been sideways in that building for a little while now. Ownership might be looking for an excuse. I would not be surprised if something happens, especially because their offensive coordinator's in demand also. They might want to promote him.
Hardy, what was your pick again?
I'm taking the under in the
Yeah, I know. What was the number? Do you remember?
44.
44.5.
44.5. Okay, so the picks are Zoe goes Pats -5. Hardy took the under 44.5. I went with the Seahawks -2. Jim went Texans -2.5. And T-Bone is taking the New Orleans Saints at -7 or 7.5?
7.5.
7.5. Wow. We didn't take a single dog this week. All favorites. All the cover. That would be a boring weekend. Let's hope it doesn't happen for the sake of the NFL. That's what we got, though.
So there was only one home dog, though, right? The Eagles are the only home dog?
Yes.
Okay.
Good?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm good.
Right.
Poor Seattle.
I'm caught up.
Poor Seattle's got to get on a flight and go to freaking air.
Let's talk
about about that, too?
Well, like they've done it before, too, remember?
I mean, what were they, 3 games better than the Eagles?
Green Bay did it, right, with Atlanta 1 year?
Yeah.
They ended up down in Atlanta, too.
After they popped someone.
Let's talk about the Patriots defense. The Patriots defense and their role in tomorrow's game and in this playoff run, whatever it may end up being for the Patriots. We'll do that coming up in 90 seconds.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.